The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was shaving my face this morning, and the look on my husband's face here, DJ Automatic. Let's talk about it on Friday. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good? I'm Dana Cortez.
I wouldn't say shaving. That was like a little much. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, you're right. The contraption that I use is not a razor. It is an epilator. It rips the hair from my mustache and other areas of my body that I don't want.
You want to call it.
It
sounds like you're shaving your body, dog.
That's, it pretty much is. And I'm just laying around my lip. Going there, looking
at
what
you get when you're married.
Yeah, I see. Yeah,
yes.
Your wife taking a blade to her face like a
like a barber?
I'm going to tell you, it's a turn on.
I'm sure it is.
You like that 5 o'clock Drake shadow, huh? On her face, that's what's up, dude.
I don't get that much, but enough that
I'm
like...
You don't even have much facial... Well, you don't have any facial hair.
Because I do that every day, that's why.
There's that point in a relationship, though, where you look over at your girl and you could, you start noticing like the hair on her lip and the hair on her eyebrows. And
under her arms.
Yeah.
And then you realize you're like... There's a lot of maintenance that goes into this.
Especially in the winter months, because then they'd be like, oh my God, I like being with you. I don't have to shave my legs. I'm like, chick, what?
Can you please shave your legs, Anthony? He's like, please.
What part of that deal did I sign up for?
I went to go get my toes done, get pedicure and stuff before the Grammys, obviously, last week. And the woman that was doing my feet, because I don't shave my legs, she asked me if she could pull the hairs from my legs because they were over an inch long.
I mean, this is your sexiest morning opener of all time.
Yeah, but don't you know that when you meet somebody, you take care 100% of everything, and then you just let them watch you do it?
No.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, no, because like
Bigfoot.
I got poo phobia. So I would never go to the bathroom in front of Dana, or like pretty much my entire life, I just would always find like a secret place to go to the bathroom or wait till I got home. That's definitely now I'll just go right in front of her.
It's not just that. He'll call me in to have like a whole conversation. What are you talking about, girlfriend? Come here, let me show you this.
That's marriage right there.
That is.
Showing me some memes while you're sitting on a...
That's the end of love.
Throne.
That's
what it
is. No, that is real love.
That's real love.
You think that real love is flowers and candy and vacations?
Yeah.
No, it's when you can sit on the toilet and have a full conversation with your partner. That's real love.
Well, I'm good just liking a person.
All right. National Day, Anthony.
All right, it's a big one today. It's National Pizza Day, everybody.
Yeah, yes. Love me a good pizza pie. Just in time for the big game.
Yep, it is.
My big game weekend.
And of course, Black History Month as well, too.
Oh, yes. And we have a very, very big one today. Do you know this song?
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Probably, but I bet you don't know the history of it. I think this is going to be so fun and very important. Stand by for that coming up in Hottest Hashtag.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How would you feel if your mother-in-law told you that your child could not speak Spanish or any other language in her presence or in the presence of friends? This happened to someone who listens to us. She's Mexican. Her husband is American. But she's a güerita like me. She's very light-complected. So I think her mother-in-law probably was passing her off as...
As white.
The little boy is learning Spanish. She said, my husband and I agreed we wanted our kids to be bilingual. We feel like it's something that can help them. You know, in most countries, just to let you know, trilingual is a thing, right? Speaking three languages. Anyway, they're there. It's Christmas. And the little boy asked for water in Spanish. And the mother-in-law is mortified because he did it in front of her friends. Calls the daughter-in-law to the kitchen and pretty much tells her, in front of the little boy, no, do not speak Spanish. That's embarrassing. You embarrassed our family.
Did she leave after that?
No, she stayed there. And the little boy's crying, and the husband didn't say a word.
The little boy's crying?
Yeah, he's crying because he heard that he embarrassed
him. He wanted some agua?
He wanted some agua.
Well, also, like, grandma
he's
probably.
He's like six.
Well, grandma probably has racist friends around her, though, too. So that's probably why she felt embarrassed.
That's neither here nor there. The thing is, what's the problem with speaking multiple languages? And so what if
what's the problem with her husband for not sticking up for his wife and to his mom?
He never did. Like, it's been this long, which is why it's simmering with her and marinating. And she's angry that.
Of course she is.
Their son cried and that he never said a word to his mom. Maybe he doesn't want to have the argument with his mom because you're not going to change the way someone feels. If that person feels that way, what are you going to do? They went for Christmas. They haven't been back. Or do you stand up for someone?
Well, I would stand up for my wife, but I mean, I don't know the relationship that guy and his mom have. There's like a lot going on there.
I don't know, because I think for me personally, sometimes my mom says things and I'm not going to argue with her. I don't believe that that's always the case. I'm just going to let her say it. I'd rather do that and bite my tongue than cause a big family fight.
If she's making my kid cry and giving hangups about speaking Spanish, then I'm going to have a conversation with my mom and say, that's not okay. You're not going to talk to my child like that. And you're definitely not going to talk to my wife like that either.
And it can also be a teaching moment for the kid too, right?
Yeah.
To be proud of who they
are.
That's, I mean, some people are going to be like that throughout your life. It's a moment.
Line two, who is this?
Yeah, this is Carl.
Hi, Carl. So go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm listening to this woman complain on the story here. And first of all, she should be thankful. It's very hard to find a good mother-in-law that cares about your kid's well-being.
Okay.
She wants the kid to stop speaking Mexican. That's the right thing to do in this country. Oh. They need to...
Mexican is a nationality, not a language.
All the time, there's too many bi-racist marriages in this country, and this is what's going to happen. You're going to have these kids.
Hold on. So this is a biracial marriage right here that you're talking to.
Yeah.
Where are you going with this? Because it's starting to just sound like ignorance. That's what it sounds like to me.
Your kids need to speak American. It's important. And now sometimes you can get away with communicating with them if you just speak slowly
with them
and louder. Like, you know, how much to mow the lawn.
Let me speak to you slowly. How about this? I think whoever, whether it's this man here, the mother-in-law, or whomever thinks that speaking Spanish is bad or any other language is bad, is ignorant. We should be teaching our children multiple languages. I think you marry who you love. And the idea that American is only one way is so ignorant and makes no sense. There's no national language for a reason. This is the melting pot. The greatest country in the world because of that.
The sad thing is that this guy and the way he thinks, the way the mother-in-law thinks, I don't understand how we're going to get past this.
We are, because they're getting older and they're dying off.
I don't think they might
be teaching their children that, but kids, let me tell you, they're smart. They've got information at their fingertips and they're changing the way they think. They don't see race and color. They changed the election the last cycle. They literally changed the election.
I think it's getting better. I don't think it's different.
I don't think the ignorance will ever leave. It's just who we are as human beings. There's always going to be some type of bigotry around. But also, I do think it is really a learning moment for the young man, because you do remember the first time you get racially or discriminated against, period. Now, going forward, hopefully that person, it has a positive impact in them that they don't ever want to treat another person like that.
I agree 100%. 877-730-DCS1. Have you ever had something like this happen to you in your own family or at work or with a friend? We'll talk about it in another day.
The Parents Court.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've heard some stupid 911 calls before.
Yes.
But calling an ambulance because you lost your false teeth? Really? Really? This is where we are? No, this man pulled up to a restaurant, ate a kebab. Somehow or another, his false teeth got stuck in a kebab. They were thrown away. He called 911. They showed up. An ambulance showed up. Mad, mad, mad. Sir, we cannot do anything about your false teeth.
Do you know how much false teeth cost?
It reminded me of this call.
Transformer, how can I help you? I'm at a drive-thru right now. I asked for four different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. They keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving. And I said, I will call the police because I want my Western burger done right.
Okay, what exactly is it you want us to do for you?
I send the officer down here. I want them to make me right.
Ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger. Is this a harmful cheeseburger or something? I don't understand what you want us to do.
I just keep hearing the name Karen over and over in my head.
Manager!
Man, I think calling 911 for a cheeseburger is a lot. One time I was in a relationship and a girl grabbed my phone to go through it, and I really wanted to call 911.
Well,
not help me. I was like, yo, help her, because once she sees those messages, it's going
to
get violent.
It's about to be domestic violence.
wrong for that.
All right, let's take it to Oklahoma, where some thieves took down a 500-foot radio tower.
What?
The reason they took it down is because they wanted to take all the copper out from inside.
They stole the copper from the radio tower? And
this story is brought to you by meth.
Yes. Wow, so copper's super expensive. I saw that they actually shut the whole San Francisco Bridge lights off recently. They stole the copper.
Well, they got $100 worth of copper, and it's going to cost the radio station $500,000 to put the tower back up.
Did they catch catch the thieves?
No.
So they're still running around with only their $100 worth of copper, dog.
Hey, they got their meth.
Somebody should have called 911. Something. Jesus.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did Drake break up mommy blogger Bobby Altoff's marriage? Her husband just filed for divorce. Ooh. We're going to talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Michael B. Jordan and Tom Hiddleston celebrating a birthday.
All right, this Sunday is going down. Usher will be performing for Super Bowl halftime. Usher has had so many hits, been around for so many decades. How do you think he's opening the show?
I'm going to go ahead and double down with OMG. I believe that's
okay,
a good
Anthony
one. That's
gonna be a crack.
A lot of energy.
Yeah,
high energy.
High energy for a stadium.
Yeah. I think he's going to do You Make Me Wanna because it was like his first real big hit, and then he's going to come out in the drop top Cruising the Streets.
Mm. Yeah. That'd be a good opener. I think he'll start out nice and slow, and then it'll build and it'll end with yeah. We'll see though. What do you think? Look, he just made a movie with Ludacris, Taraji P. Henson, Little John, and more. It's kind of like a spoof of The Hangover. Take a listen. I'll wait to hear that song. I cannot wait.
Hopefully, right. Usher's not a no-show for the Super Bowl.
He is not going to be a no-show. We'll all see him this Sunday.
Peace out.
All right, now we're going to talk about Drake, who sat down with mommy blogger Bobby Altoff. They had a very awkward conversation. Remember, they're inside of a bed, and they're all covered up, drinking wine spritzers. I remember thinking this was so awkward.
I flew all the way here.
You did. I really do appreciate
it. On my daughter's
that.
First birthday.
You missed your daughter's first birthday for
to this. Be here.
Regret that you'll never be able to undo.
Yeah.
Horrible parenting.
Where's your son?
Somewhere safe, and it's not his birthday.
When's his birthday?
What does it matter? It ain't today.
Cold as ice.
A little
Drake
foreshadowing
with a
there, huh?
Clapbacks, little clapbacks. I knew the second that she scrubbed her timeline of anything Drake, that her husband was jealous, that he had a small ego, and he couldn't handle that moment between her and Drake, even though it was contrived and didn't mean anything. And I feel bad for her, you know, because she just posted a picture of him. Obviously, she still loves her husband very much.
That was your first thought when she deleted the video?
As soon as I saw it. Wow. Because as a woman, we're talking about Drake and Bobby Altoff, but a lot of women experience this with their men. They have insecurity issues, and so you're trying to make him happy. But in the end, is it worth it?
Well, he obviously didn't think it was worth it, so he ended the marriage.
I personally think she just looks like a boring
and for
all the hoopla that she comes with, the dude just, I'm over this, bro.
Right. You know what, though? I want to say this. She is the carbon copy of every girl I see out. I don't know what is going on, but they all have the same haircut. They all have the same outfit. They all have the same makeup. It is odd.
Otto said that at the Grammys. He's like, everybody looks like a knockoff Kim Kardashian. She don't look like Kim Kardashian, though.
But their style does.
I'd rather have them looking like Kim Kardashian than when I was in college and they all look like Jersey Shore girls.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Breaking up is really hard to do, but what if pizza helped you? Food news is big today. Hey, it's top hottest hashtags on your Friday, the Friday before the big game. Hey, it's Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Pass.
Hold on, before we go any further, what's your prediction, Ant? Who's
going
to win?
I'm going for Brock Purdy and the 49ers because the thought of Patrick Mahomes winning a Super Bowl in a Raiders stadium, horrible.
Please, no.
DJ Automatic, you're the one asking the question. Who's winning?
I'm pulling for the Chiefs because of the connection we have through Jenny, who works for them. And then also because I feel bad for Patrick Mahomes. I feel like people they're always beating up on him. And I know he's already won a couple Super Bowls, but like when his dad got the DUI, I felt bad for him. I was like, you know what? He's got to get another Super Bowl championship.
I felt bad for the people who might have died with that DUI.
Ooh. No, he didn't hurt anybody. He just had an open container.
Don't care. DUI is not something we promote here on this morning show.
Well, Patrick Mahomes didn't do it. His dad did.
I am rooting for the red team.
You're dumb.
All right, I got to get serious, okay? On May 19th, Virgilio Aguilar Mendez was arrested. This 18-year-old was outside his motel room eating, and the cops approached him. Now, he's indigenous. He only speaks the Mayan language mom. So he's trying to tell them, I don't understand you. Cops beat him up, put him in jail. The sergeant who approached him first had a heart attack and died like 15, 20 minutes later. Now, the sheriff's department is charging him with murder.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's wild. They've kept him in jail this whole time. He's in isolation because he doesn't speak Spanish or English. And even stars like Chris Martin and Kim Kardashian have gotten involved in this. So let's help this young man get his due process. Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram and I'll give you more details. DJ Automatic, food news.
Why break up with a person when you can do it with a pizza? Hey. Pizza Hut is offering a goodbye pizza. Oh. So you can break things off with your partner without actually seeing them.
That's not okay. I don't like that at all. You're supposed to tell them how you feel face to face. You owe your person that. Don't ghost. Don't send me no note. Don't send me no pizza.
I mean, it's a hot honey pizza. It's a brand new pizza. That's what they're
trying
to promote.
Well, if I didn't like you that much, maybe I'll take that pizza.
Now, hot honey and their marinara sauce at Pizza Hut, that sounds like a complication in your tummy. So I kind of agree with Dana. This is pretty rude, dude.
What's worse, breaking up through text or this?
Oh, that's right.
I mean, at least you got a pizza.
At least you got a pizza.
At least you got something, right? All right. National Day, Anthony A.
And speaking of pizza, February 9th of every year is the day we honor the great dish. It is National Pizza Day.
We just saw this whole study. Thousands and thousands of people were polled. You know that New York style pizza beat Chicago style pizza?
Of course it did.
80%.
It's not even comparable. The Chicago style pizza is like
trash.
It's like lasagna.
Well, yes, automatic.
The thick pizza they do, but they also do a good thin crust Chicago style pizza.
Man, that shout is not Chicago homies. Style pizza.
I'm here for thin crust all day.
Yeah, thin crust Chicago style
pizza. Pizza.
I'm here for that. Mm-hmm.
All right, remember it is also Black History Month. I want to talk about Labee Saffrey. He was a musician from the UK. You probably never heard of him, but I bet you know this song.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
Labee Saffrey was a musician from the UK, and he was really active in discussing apartheid, LGBTQ rights.
He actually wouldn't clear the sample until Eminem changed the lyrics that didn't have anything against anybody in the LGBTQ community.
Yes, he was gay and lived with his partner until his partner unfortunately passed in 2006. Labee Saffrey is still alive. He lives in Spain. If you want to Google him and you don't know how to spell his name, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My girl has been invited to go to Super Bowl weekend with her best friend, whose man is a promoter. They're going to be at this big hot party, and my girl's man is tripping. My girl's man is freaking out. No, I don't want you to go. No, why?
Well, the moment you mentioned promoter, I'm like, no.
That means that there's going to be bottle service VIP going on.
Oh, and she's going to have fun.
And he's not going to be with his girl. Well, it is Super Bowl weekend.
And so then that means there's a bunch of just random NFL players hanging out all over Vegas.
But do you trust
on top
your
of that,
lady?
Multi-millionaires that are just going to be throwing money everywhere and be like, hey, let me get you this. Let me do this for you.
But she loves her broke man.
Mm. Oh, whoa. First of all.
Well, you shouldn't have called him broke. We didn't even know he was broke.
Yeah, we didn't know that. Now the
chips are really stacked against him.
Yeah, now I feel even more for him right now, dude.
I think that it's a sign of insecurity if you don't trust your person to go and have a good time with their best friend. The best friend wants her there because her man is working. She don't want to be sitting there all by herself. All they're going to do is hang out, have a good time, probably take some selfies, post up, and what's wrong with that?
I don't know. Best friend already sounds like a swinger to me. So that's
she's
just
not
the tip
a swinger,
of the iceberg.
Anthony.
So now
stop
you're trying to recruit.
Stop putting that into the mix. It's not even part of the conversation. You just made that up.
It sounds weird. The whole makeup of it sounds weird. I get that it does show signs of insecurity, but yo, we're men. We go through insecure moments, and it happens. We're human, too. I think you got to respect your man's feelings, and if that relationship means that much to you,
okay,
then
Anthony,
don't go.
Fine. Automatic, as much as you've traveled, been surrounded by beautiful women, I've never tripped on you. I've never checked you. I support you.
You're just a way bigger person than I am.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel for this guy. I mean, if this was my situation, I would be a little bit worried, too. I mean, they're not married, right?
You and Bobby Altoff's husband. My gosh.
To Dana's point, though, if this is something that you guys can't get through as a couple, then yeah, then it is something that you could look down the road on when you're a married couple and say that we got through that moment. But this is stuff that breaks a lot of relationships.
I want to know, could you handle your woman or your man going off to party with other people? I mean, is it really that big a deal? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.